All right, welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. Glenn Wiggle, Michael Almost, the Financial Guys, in for Joe Beamer. You're on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are going to open the phone lines throughout today's show, of course, 803-0930 and star 930. We are going to talk a little bit about election fraud and kind of follow up on the his speech last night from President Trump, which, if you missed it, he dropped some pretty bombshell information, all of which is available for review on the whitehouse.gov website. So he declassified a lot of information. It's interesting. You know, one of the big bombshells he let slip was, or not let slip, but intentionally, you know, said it was,
Freudian slip.
well, China has basically hacked our voter data information.
I would have never guessed that.
Yep.
Never guessed that.
Yep.
China corrupt? Yep. No way.
So China apparently has stolen 220 million American records, yeah, which include personal information, of course, your home address, you know, mm-hmm, phone number, date of birth, stuff like that.
220 million. That's
pretty much everyone's registered to vote, right?
Pretty much everybody over the age of 18.
Yeah, pretty much. So China's got your data. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's kind of known that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, unless you live under a rock and think your data is actually safe in today's world, unfortunately, it just simply is not. So that's bombshell number one. Bombshell number two is, here's the actual evidence that the CIA and the FBI knew, but hid the information from me.
Right.
Great. We've been talking about that. Now you have the evidence to show it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and then he goes to, and I'm instructing the FBI and the CIA to investigate. Wait a minute. So the same, it's like saying, look at this police department in whatever.
Totally corrupt.
It's totally corrupt.
We're going to ask them to look into themselves.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean,
people need to be prosecuted. By the way,
independent counsel. I want an independent group.
Yeah.
You know, independent prosecutors.
Should have been done 2 years ago. The two priorities going into Trump's second term should have been the borders, which he did. And by the way, an absolutely amazing job.
Yep. Huge
securing
win.
Our border. Probably the most secure borders in whatever, 100 years, whatever you call
ever.
It. Ever. Right. So great job. By the way, he touched on crime being down. For those of you who, 65 or 66, something like that, percent of the murders last year were done by illegal immigrants.
That's
so
insane.
The illegal immigrants right now are either running and hiding or have been arrested and have left, right? So crime is down. Great job. Second part of that, though, and equally as important, is saying, okay, how do we make sure we have fair elections? Now, the Democrats were all about fair elections when Hillary lost, right? Remember that?
Yep.
Hillary lost, and of course, the only way Hillary lost is because some folks cheated. Well, okay, let's say we agree with Hillary Clinton then, that the system is not right. Why don't we make it right, right? Sure. Why don't we make it right? Let's start with voter ID. But a lot of this stuff, when you listen to China, you mean to tell me that the greatest technology in the world, the things that everybody depends on, have all been created here in America, and we can't vote properly?
Right.
That blows me. We can send people to the moon.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is talking about not only sending stuff to the moon, but then having the robots work.
Right.
Like, there's going to be a whole economy up there of robots, but we can't say, okay,
just give me your voter ID.
Yeah, Joe is going to vote.
Yeah.
Here's his vote. Oh, by the way, if it's in by 10 o'clock, if it's not, Joe missed it.
Yeah,
sorry.
And every other country does.
Yes.
So there's the video that I'll play later in today's show. It literally lists off every single country, and it's pretty much the entire globe, right? Every country on the planet requires voter ID. Every country. Every country in Europe, most of the country, every country in South America. I mean, it's just, it's absurd the way our elections are. Now, I also have a montage, 10 minutes worth, I'm not going to play all 10 minutes, of course, of every single Democrat basically saying how insecure the electronic voting machines are, right? We've all known this. They've known it. Everyone's known it. Since they started using electronic machines, everybody has been worried about cybersecurity and those machines being accessed by foreign actors. Well, now apparently that is the case, right?
Yeah.
There's direct evidence to that. No more electronic machines, right? Why do you? Trump also said last night, this should not be a partisan issue. This should not be something
Right.
that divides the nation. This should be something that brings the nation together. And Mr. President, it is.
Yeah.
When you look at the polls,
that's right.
80% of Americans across a political class, across a gender,
yes.
race, you
yep.
name it.
You talk to Democrats and
it.
Republicans. Most of them want it.
80%.
All the Republicans and
80%.
Majority of the Democrats.
So yep. it's a unifying thing. So it is a unifying thing. It is unifying America. Americans are unified in their desire for more secure elections. And yet the Republican Party has failed to deliver. Why would that be? Well, I say the Republican Party is cheating too. They must be. The entire political class must be cheating. It's a big game for them, right? I'll give this stuff to you. You give it back to me. I'll tell you, Republicans, you take over for a while. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then we'll take back over. And then your excuse will be that you don't have the power anymore to do anything. And then we'll give you a slight majority back. And that'll be our excuse then. And then you won't actually get anything done because you won't have the majority that's big enough. And so round and round we'll
yep.
go, keeping people on edge and necessarily, you know, giving us tons and tons of money.
To that point, outrageous. I mean, the Republicans have been in control, right?
Yeah,
why is this not done? Why is this not done?
It's not done because John Thune is cheating. That's
yeah.
why. It's not because Mitch McConnell is cheating. That's why.
The majority of the company or the majority of the country thinks conservative, right? They want smaller government. They want government out of their way. They want freedoms. They don't want massive amounts of welfare. That's why they're moving, right? That's why people have left the blue states and are moving to the red states, right? That's why the political map is changing. That's why the Democrats have been panicking. So you've got all the stuff in your pocket. Oh, by the way, you control everything. Get
right.
it done.
Just pass it.
Get it done.
Just pass it.
I mean, how is it that we can't just get these folks in a room and say, hey, look it, I'm going to buy the shrimp and the beer. Just let's figure out a way to get this through.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
it's
really?
Insane.
And who's against it so we can call you out
right.
because you're part of the problem?
Right.
Right.
803-0930. *930 is a free call to sell if you want to comment. 1-800-616-9236. Did you see the speech last night? What are your thoughts? You know, there's a lot more to go through when it comes to the speech. Let me just play a little clip.
Not anything, by the way, that I think anybody with some common sense
no.
can know.
No. Yeah. But now you can see the documents
yeah.
on the White House website. They're
yeah.
right there.
Right.
You can see,
yep.
you know, where the CIA decided to completely change the narrative from.
Yep. How long have we been talking about the FBI, CIA, corrupt? There it is.
There they are.
There it is, right? Oh, by the way, this goes all the way back to good old Obama and his yeah. Chicago-style thuggery
yep.
political garbage, right?
100%. 100%. All right, let's go. Let's play a little clip of President Trump here from last night.
Doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China assigned a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases, in our intelligence agency worked to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden.
Okay, So what are we going to do about
right.
it? That's what I want to know.
Right.
Because
right.
if you say the CIA and the FBI hid the information,
yeah.
and then you turn around and say the CIA and the FBI are going to investigate,
right.
that's just bogus.
And you're up against a pretty short window here because right. the midterms come around. The Democrats don't want this, right? We already right. know they don't want voter ID because they know that they won't win anything.
Well, they said it.
Yeah.
Elise Slotkin of Michigan, Senator from Michigan, said it.
Sure, they know.
This past week, she said flat out, "We get voter ID,
it's over.
We're likely not going to win any more elections.
No, I mean, not even in the blue states.
I know.
Not even your own family likes you.
It's right. It's great. Your policies are that bad.
Yes.
Are that bad.
Yes.
It's
yes.
crazy. All right. 803-0930-930 is a free call to sell. 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Jim in North Tonawanda. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good guys. Yeah, I watched President Trump last night on. I watched it on Newsmax because the NBC, right. ABC, CBS. You know, they're too evil and cowardly to cover the president. And but anyway, guys, we cannot have our elections being compromised in any way, shape, or form. Whether it's people in this country doing it, or they were. The way I understand it, election night in 2020, they routed some. Now, I don't completely understand it, but I partly understand. According to what I heard, now, if I'm wrong, and you guys can tell me I'm wrong, some of that vote counting, they routed it through Barcelona, Spain, and some city over in Germany. Maybe it was Hamburg or some other city. And they say... Because when I went to bed election night, they said 80% chance Trump has won the election. I woke up in the morning, they said Trump lost the election. Now, obviously, there were shenanigans going on. And by the way, if Kyle Calabrese is listening, I know he agrees with me.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
So this is
there
mad
were shenanigans going on when they were counting those votes.
You could see it. 100%. You could see the dump, right? You could see the dump. Chart it out, plot it out. You could see the dump.
Well, so here's what no one's ever been able to answer, right? And this is what's maddening. Even the AP, right? Of course, WGRZ picks up the story and posts it on their Facebook page. AP yesterday, before the speech is barely done, literally 11:30, AP already writes the article. Why American elections are so complicated and secure. Literally.
Yeah.
Let me just read a piece of this.
That's like why good taxes are high, but good.
But that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
In a speech to the nation Thursday evening, President Trump, blah, 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 Americans deserve secure election. He claimed to be using federal authority to prevent them from being stolen. In fact, one of the strongest security features of U.S. elections is the fact that they aren't conducted at a federal level. Mm. America votes in more than 10,000 different jurisdictions, each with a different set of rules by state and sometimes local governments. The structure makes the nation's elections extraordinarily complicated and also safe from widespread fraud. And when misconduct does happen, rarely, security protocols frequently catch it.
Yeah.
Decentralized elections date back to the nation's founding, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I get it, right? Every state administers their own elections. Then riddle me this, Batman. Who decided to call six states and tell them all to coordinate the stopping of the count, right? Because Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada all stopped counting almost simultaneously. And so, yes, while it is true, Mr. AP, that each state administers their own elections with their own rules, and there shouldn't be any coordination. Certainly, the election department in Arizona shouldn't be talking to Nevada, shouldn't be talking to Carolina, shouldn't be talking to Atlanta, shouldn't be talking to Michigan or Wisconsin. Yet they were.
And by the way, zero reason for it to be complicated. Zero reason.
But why? But
it's a one-up matchup. You're not talking about, you know, hey, how do we calculate this out to be 0.001%? No. All you need to do is say, okay, Glenn is registered. Glenn gets one vote.
But
voter ID, done.
But if as AP states, so AP's already out hours after the speech, throwing shade as to why president's wrong, even though there's documents on the website. Did AP even bother to look at the documents that were released last night? Did they even bother to go through any of the unclassified information? Because it's pretty damaging, to be honest. And so, of course, it's all secure. Don't worry. He's crazy. Who stopped the count? And the next question is, how did they update the numbers if nobody was counting?
Right.
Right? So at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, the numbers were updated. Like you said, Jim, I went to bed like you did at midnight with President Trump securely in the lead in all those states. And then somebody counted the votes at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And they all, by the way, and they all happened to swing for the Democrat Party. Right. That's the funny thing, right?
There's
statistically almost impossible.
There's videos of trucks showing up in Michigan dropping off ballots.
Yeah, well, now
who picked them up? And I thought they all went home.
I might be teasing it, but if you listen back further, they talk about the burn. Obama being part of files and I'm assuming Republican votes that should have been burned that were not.
Well, they found the FBI.
You got to go prosecute these people.
They found the FBI burn bag with all of the election.
The FBI burn bag.
Yes.
So they
forgot to burn it.
The very FBI that we're going to ask to investigate the FBI.
Exactly.
Who wasn't even competent enough to be criminal.
Right.
That's easy stuff. Like,
it's unreal.
Like, they ever see Goodfellas? They killed the guy because he forgot to crush the van.
Yeah.
Like, easy stuff. Like, that was
easy
your
stuff.
Job.
That was your job. Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
And also, now, according to what I heard, on election night, coming up for the midterm elections in November, the Justice Department is going to have election observers from the Justice Department, I would assume lawyers, and those lawyers should be mixed in with federal marshals and FBI agents watching the vote count.
I hope so. But if they hook these machines,
districts, they're going to do this.
But if they hook the machines to the internet, then somebody can manipulate the vote.
And the vote count, the dump is after hours, right?
Exactly.
The dump isn't, hey, Mike came in.
They're watching.
Yeah, no.
No. We got to count for Dave first.
You can have 30 people stand there. That won't mean thing, right? Although they don't even want that, right? Remember the Democrats said, geez, we don't want to intimidate anybody. What would be intimidating to see somebody watching over the integrity of an election,
right?
You're only intimidated if you're trying to cheat or part of that.
Intimidated?
No,
Jim. I got to take a quick break. Hang on, if you want to, I'll pick you up on the other side there, and we'll continue the conversation. We're talking about President Trump's speech last night, voter integrity. There's so much evidence that it's just so obvious, right?
Yeah.
And yet the AP's out there going, "Nope, this is why they're so secure."
Yeah, you can take it to a state level. Right? The state. This state can't. Where? What do we have? 265,000 votes that didn't match up last time?
At least.
I mean,
more than that. There,
you can't tell me there's that many incompetent people in the state that think, I'm going to continue to vote Democrat because I like the massive amounts of.
I'm not sure they do, actually. I think they just make a lot of that stuff up. But
we'll
take your calls on the other side of the break.
I like all the crime. Hey, watching people get shoved in front of subways. Fine with me.
You're right. 803-0930, star 930 is a free call on us. 1-800-616-9236. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. The Financial Guys in for Joe Beamer, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Taking your calls here, 803-0930-930. It's a free call to sell. The markets have recovered a bit. I heard over the break there that the Dow is now only down a few hundred points versus the 6 it was earlier. A lot of market volatility out there, folks, especially in the summer. Sometimes there's a lack of news. Sometimes there's too much news. Sometimes there's a lot of things that the markets focus on other than earnings, which, you get into kind of a vacuum in July until you get into earnings late July and August. I think earnings will continue to be strong. And I think when we get back to that, you'll probably see the upswing, continue. The inflation numbers came out.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm still waiting for those tariffs to kick in.
Right? It's going to cause inflation.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that was going to be the
gonna
big part.
That's what's going to drive inflation.
Yep.
So,
crime down, inflation in check.
Yep.
Those are all good things.
It's
right?
Working.
We need some new technology. That's what you need to. And when I say new technology, I people, it's coming out every single day. It is. But, I look at it's like back in history and you say, all right, what are some of the big moves, right? When we went to the automobile from the horse, right? You think about the phone, the telephone, right? And communication and being able to, I think about how long it was to get a message from New York to California, right? And by the time that message went from New York to California, it was probably very different. We all remember we all did the studies as kids. Whisper in the ear. And by the time you get around the room, it said change, right? And then the television, it was like, holy cow. You could see exactly what was happening across the country within seconds, right? And then, of course, the operating system and the internet and being able to communicate and the wireless cell phones, you know? I mean, think about how difficult it was to do business in different parts of the country. I mean, that, you know, the big, one of the biggest expenses was probably your phone bill. We got to talk to Bill in California. Well, it's $5 a minute.
That's right. That's so, right. Yeah.
Like, and now communication is like, oh, you just pop it up on the, yeah. So you start to think about it. I continue to say, and I know for those of you who listen for years, it's got to be the flying car. It's got to be the ability to, I've been saying that, and I don't understand why, because we have the technology to do it.
Well, we're not.
Like, I see these drone shows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you can communicate 70,000 drones within inches of each other.
It's coming.
And make a picture of a basketball player and then a bird. And like, it's a, that's the technology, right? Yeah. But how do we not have that yet? But you start to think about those types of things, and it absolutely, those are game changers,
so
right?
So there is, Joby is one of the flying car companies. They're already flying short run, multi-passenger, 4 to 6 passenger drones, essentially, in New York City.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen that. Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Are they actually?
Yep.
Because I've heard for years, like, oh, they're going. And I'm like, okay, I don't see them.
No, they're going. I think the next step is, so Tesla now has got the cyber taxi, right? And they're going to be releasing that. Once every city has the grid with the automatic drivers, it's pretty easy to push that right up into space.
Yeah.
And so that, I think it's coming very quickly, and I'm excited for it. I think the robotics are going to be one of the real next game changers, right? Because you can, well, in a way, the cyber taxi later this year will be like a robot, right? So you could, the cyber taxi is supposed to be released later this year. You can buy one, no steering wheel, no pedals, right? So you can send it out to join the fleet, to go out and pick up customers and drive them to their destinations like an Uber, right? And then have it come back to the house at night to recharge. Basically, you have a robot automobile out making you money working for you. Yeah. How cool is that? That's coming allegedly by the end of this year, if not early next year. So anyway, cool stuff. We can talk more about that. But let's go back to Jim. I know Cookie is a former election inspector. I want to hear from you as well. But let's bring back Jim. He's been holding patiently. Finish his thoughts on the election integrity, or I guess lack thereof.
I'm firmly convinced. And I told you guys the last time I called in, I've been a history buff since I was in fourth grade at St. Francis School. I think if one thing we should learn from history, it's that a lot of times your opponents, the enemy, whatever you want to call them, they're only going to do what you let them get away with.
Yep.
If we show them this on Election Day, we're watching. And we're serious now, and we're watching what's going on, and we're going to be watching for anybody screwing around with the computers, and there's any abnormalities where the computers break down, and then all of a sudden we find out there's been a vote dump. We're not going to take kindly to that.
But to your point, Jim, that's how he won. That's how President Trump won the last election. To God, he had poll watchers, he had attorneys, he was watching, and they knew it. And as a result, he won. If it wasn't for that, they would have cheated again. No. But anyway, look, thanks for the call, Jim. I really appreciate it. Let me just play this before
you go. Whole different story on a state level, by the way, right? Because like New York State, they don't care. I mean, California is not going to care.
No, well, that's the problem. Like L.A., they just did it again.
Yeah, right.
Who's gonna look at it?
Oh, so close.
So sorry. You had it.
You were up most of the time.
It's just amazing. You lost right there at the end.
Wait, that last 15 minutes. Unreal.
Oh, well. 8:03.
After. Everything closed at 10. Man, 10:15, 10:30. Yep. Boy, actually, no, I'm sorry. It was like, what was it, like a week later?
Oh, yeah, a week later.
They were still counting. How many do we need? One, two.
It's incredible.
Go back.
803-0930-*930. We'll go back to the phones in a second. I wanted to play this real quick, though. It's literally a 10-minute montage. I'm only going to play a minute of it. But this is every Democrat main name, starting with Hillary Clinton, that talked about how insecure electronic voting machines were.
Virginia just stopped using touchscreen computer voting because it's so vulnerable.
Right.
We need to look at all the voting machines. Every Secretary of State needs to be, you know, assisted in making sure that they are not being hacked and attacked.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our research has repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines.
Like we're all in the same nature.
minutes. In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switch votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller.
Where have we seen that before? The Democrats were all worried about it until they figured out, wait a minute.
Yeah, we could do this.
We could do this.
And look at, we're better at it than they are.
We're better at it, right?
I mean, if anybody wins in the political game, right, from a monetary standpoint, from a criminality standpoint, it's got to be them.
Trading, balance sheet, whatever, you name it. I mean, they got it.
Look at what Nancy Pelosi's done. Like, hold my beer. Right? We can figure these machines out. That's nothing.
All right, 803-930-930. Let's go to Cookie in Clarence, who apparently was a former election inspector who's got some stories for us. Hi, Cookie. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, I want to state that I've been a Democrat for my whole life up until a number of maybe 8 years ago or so. And I wasn't. I was a Democratic inspector at the voting booths. I was the one who you come in and sign your name, and I check it to see if it matches and stuff like that.
Cookie, can I just ask you one quick question? Was it the open borders or the letting go of criminals on a daily basis that converted you?
No, it was the first speech that I heard Donald Trump when he was beginning to run for the first election, and he had all my values down pat, and I decided to go to Republican. And I've been a Republican every step of the way because it holds my personal values.
Yeah, and like going to work, working for a living, that kind of stuff.
Safety.
Right, right.
That's cool.
And a lot of the Democratic things are not to my liking or whatever, but to get back to the elections at the voting booths, I can just give you examples. I would prefer if they do have a photo ID when they're going to vote. I've had people come in and scribble their name, and then I go and take it to my captain of the Democratic Party that was ahead of me, overseeing me, and I'd ask him, should I accept this? He says, are you a signature expert? And I says, no. Or his whole attitude was accept anything, any kind of garbage. People came in
so
and
basically,
they saw the
so that's no verification at all.
I mean, what's that, honey?
But that's no verification at all.
Well,
and if they're saying accept every signature, like the whole idea is the signature is supposed to match.
You're not a writing expert, or
but you're supposed to be. But if that's the way you're verifying it,
definitely tell that this was not the same thing. But I was told I have to accept.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Somebody come in and they'd say, why is my father's name still on the books? He's been dead 8 years. I mean,
right.
And how did he vote?
He was just here an hour ago.
He was here an hour ago.
How did he get in front of me in line?
And it seemed like anything and everything went when I was a Democratic inspector. Anything that there was any kind of a hitch in the road, that was all right. Don't worry about it. It's not your job. Your job is just to sign them in and direct them to the voting booth.
So, Cookie, long story short, as an inspector, your job was not to inspect.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you, Cookie.
Gotcha.
I think that we ought to push for this photo ID and no mail-in ballot.
Should be done.
Yep.
Should be done. Should have been the second priority of the Republican Party this time around. They had everything.
Yep.
They know what's going on. We've done shows like this for years, right?
80% of Americans want it. 80%.
There's a whole group of people that in New York, Glenn, you were a guest speaker at it. Like, they did a whole study on New York and just the fraud. It's like, okay,
they did a study on the fraud, and they were threatened by the Attorney General with litigation. Continue to look into it.
Right. If you continue to look into the fraud.
Right. That's just like California passed legislation to try to, like the Nick Shirley Act, right? That's exactly what California, it makes it illegal for independent researchers or investigators or reporters to look in the fraud.
Hey,
incredible.
Look, There's fraud there. Yep. And if you expose it, we're gonna put you in jail.
Right.
Yep.
That's crazy. All right. Thanks for the call, Cookie. We appreciate. I'm sure you could probably tell stories all day long. It just, you know,
might be onto something whatever, that the guy in jail for life that jumped out of the Pelosi house. I wonder if he knew something about
broke
this.
His way out.
In jail for life. By the way,
life for a simple assault.
Right.
Literally.
Right now, if you've molested children in the state of California, you are out on cashless bail.
Well, the guy in Minnesota, he got a pardon from Governor Walz.
Right.
Like, well, I can't judge people on their worst day.
He goes, but
the guy molested a 10-year-old for years.
His speech was even more disgusting. He goes, what do you want me to do? Do you think it's going to make Minnesota safer if we deport him?
Yes.
He's a child molester. Yeah. Yes.
Like, well, it wouldn't do him any good. Well, I don't care about him.
I don't care. Yeah.
Right? I'm not really concerned about him.
Like, yeah.
We were concerned about him. Everything that Walz said and the Democrats said was, we're concerned about him. Our concerns were, is it going to help him? Is it going to be worse for him? I don't care if he's buried under a pile of rubble.
Right.
All I care.
Alive.
Alive.
Right.
Yeah. Send him to the Antarctic for all I care.
That's right. Let him work his way back out.
Feelings. Like, who cares? Too bad. You molested a 10-year-old.
Right.
All bets are off, buddy.
That's it.
Broke the gallows. That's what I say.
One of those things you don't get three at-bats for.
That's right.
Nope.
Anyway.
Once you messed it up. Sorry, bud. Sorry. Bye-bye.
We're talking election fraud, and whatever else you want to talk about, by the way, 803-0930 and Star 930.
We do manage money for a living, having a ton of fun filling in, throughout the summer. Appreciate Lisa allowing us the opportunity here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you need us throughout the week, folks, if you think like us, 833-FIN-GUYS, typically Monday through Friday, working with folks that think like us. When we filled in for Beamer the other day, I said, it was so cool. So some of you were seeing Glenn. He comes out. Our studio has a window, and I see this client coming out with a fly rod. I'm like, that's our clients, man.
1920, a fly rod was.
So cool, right?
Pretty deep.
And I shared that story the other day. Somebody actually, we had a great client event last night, and somebody brought in some old vintage radio stuff, which I have not had the chance to see, but they dropped us off a thank you letter with that. So great clients, people that think like us.
Yeah.
If you think like us, interview our team, 833-FIN-GUYS.
By the way, great event last night, our annual client appreciation event, and I'm so thankful to everyone who obviously came, over 1,000 people.
Including Riverworks.
But I want to thank Riverworks specifically, and I'll tell you why. Number one, they've always done a great job, right? We've done it down there for a while. They do a great job. But this year in particular, we had an issue. What was the issue?
Canada,
right? We all know, right? So yesterday, the air quality was bad. Today's better. I actually saw the sun this morning. It's gone now, but yesterday was bad. Yesterday it was a 305, whatever that is, bad, real bad, right? So we were concerned. We thought, it's an outdoor venue. We were concerned about our clients. We had a lot of, it's affecting. It was like, well, if you're old or you've got breathing, it was at that point at 300, it was like everybody, right? So Riverworks had everything set up outside as normally they would. The management called us on Thursday morning and said, do you want us to shut down the entire place and move your entire venue inside? And I got to tell you, I was so thankful. I'm like, oh my God, absolutely amazing. We were so worried about, clients that were unable to go because of the air quality or just impacting our clients in a negative way. And they were so gracious. They literally, I don't know how long it took them, probably hours to put out, I don't know how many tables we had. I mean, you have 1,000 people. It's a big event, right? So, all these tables and the bars had to be moved and the food stations and the band and the new stage setup and all that stuff. And he did that pro bono for us. It wasn't an extra charge or anything. Moved it all inside. It was a great event last night. And I'm just so thankful to the management down there. So just hats off to Riverworks. They do a phenomenal job. Get down there, get a drink on a weekend and enjoy the waterfront because they're a great place to have a drink on right by the water. So
funny thing was it was our I don't know if I'm saying this right, the least amount of stiff rate. We always have, you have that many people, 1,400 people. There's always folks that at last minute aren't going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
And we had the most percentage of 10 attendance.
Yeah, highest, percentage,
up, yeah,
of
highest percentage of attendance. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe every year we need like a fire from Canada to send them in.
Yeah, so they moved it inside. They closed all the garage doors. They turned on the AC, and they saved the event from what could have been, a health risk.
Yeah.
For us and our clients. So I can't thank Riverworks enough.
And
thank you.
Funkensteins, if you ever have a chance to see them, they were awesome.
I wonder about energy.
I don't know how they do it.
They played for 2.5 straight hours before they took the break.
You play drums, so you were in instrument. I said,
what's it taking a drink?
When these guys go on stage, they do not stop. Like, you know, typically a band that lets whatever you play, I don't know, 15 songs or whatever. Yeah. But you take breaks in between. You talk about, they just keep dish. It's really amazing. So.
And yeah, they went song to song to song. So the transitions weren't like they finished one song, take a drink, start another. They were transitioning song to song with no breaks.
It's a different animal. Yeah.
Wow.
Different animal.
That was impressive. The energy that they brought was really, really impressive. So.
I would absolutely recommend them. So.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. All right, let's sneak in one more call before the top of the hour here, 803-0930 on *930. We'll go to Mark in Buffalo who wants to talk about the Iran conflict. Hi, Mark. What's going on?
Hi, Glenn and Mike. How are you?
Good. Thanks. How you doing, Mark?
I heard the president last night. I agree with Cookie, by the way. I want to use the Socratic method here right quick. What is your take on Iran?
I think Iran is littered with scum. And if we've had president after president after president that said they were going to do something. If you remember Harris when she was running, they said, well, what if Iran, you know, does this? And she said, don't.
Yeah.
Right. Donald Trump has said enough is enough. And it's a terrorist hotbed. What I don't understand is there's people protesting in this country in support of Iran. By the way, many females, and these same females, if they were over in Iran and exposed part of their face, would get lashes to their back
or hung.
50% of the country is inbred, and you know they just can't have nuclear weapons now. You know, the argument has been, I mean, maybe Glenn and I might a little bit disagree with how it's been played out, meaning that, oh, we got everything. But if you listen to Donald Trump when he ran for office, he said, I'm never going to tell you militarily what we're doing. That is just crazy. And so, you know, talking to some folks in the military, I think what the Trump administration did was hit him and said, hey, we got him. And all the rest of the scum come back out of the caves. And he goes back in for round two, and he hoped to say, I hope, please, that the rest of you stay in your caves, and now they're not.
I think what's going to happen and what you're going to see, Mark, is you're going to see the president continue to soften the target, right? He's going to take out a tower. He's going to take out a bridge. He's going to take out a port. He's going to continue to grind them down until there's nothing left. And I think eventually, hopefully, maybe we can get some different leadership, because just getting a deal with the existing leadership is not going
to work.
The existing leadership are nuts.
They are crazy.
So
I mean, can you imagine talking? I'm sorry, Glenn. Imagine dealing with people who are going to beat a woman with a rope or a lash because they showed a little bit too much of their face.
Yeah, or saying.
I mean, it's insane.
It's crazy.
I mean, that is mental illness. I mean, that makes our liberals look sane.
Right, Mark, we got to take a break.
You want to stick with us, Mark?
If you want to stick with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate it. We'll put you on hold if you want to come back up. If not, we understand. If you want to join us, 803-0930 on *930. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. You've got the financial guys in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome back. Financial guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We were just filling in Mike on yesterday's show talking about some of my family history.
I just heard the end with the Kimmelweck roll.
The Kimmelweck roll was cool.
Our friend Paul.
Yeah. And by the way, we did a couple of callers that tried to get in yesterday that couldn't, that had pretty cool family history stories that I actually heard last night because they were clients of ours that they shared, which was awesome. And so if you want to still share those stories, we got a whole hour here. So please feel free to give us a call on that as well. You know, cool family history. I was just telling Mike, I was just pointing out one of the family members that served in General Washington's Army. Something of
Regiment. Pretty wild.
Cincinnati, whatever it was called.
I'd love a referral, by the way. If you have anybody knows an historian out there that I can hire to get my family background. I could say, well, I could look into it myself, but I have trouble finding products that I've Googled. So
right, exactly.
Like, where did I start?
I ordered this. Yeah, in an Army group called the Society of Cincinnati. This is Major Nathan Goodell, which is part of the family. The pretty cool. So anyway,
Goodell. That sounds pretty prestigious.
That was
Goodell. Yeah. Well, isn't he the NFL guy?
No, probably not.
Roger Goodell?
No.
I mean, that's the last name, though. Same last name?
No, different. It's spelled different.
Oh, it is.
There's four different spellings.
Should have went with it.
I don't want anything to do with that. No. I am not a fan.
All right. Fair enough. I would have taken credit.
No.
It's family.
803-09.
We're friends.
No, we are not. Anyway, an open mic session, too. We're talking about election integrity. We're talking about some of the speech last night of President Trump. And a lot of the things he said was spot on, including the fact that NBC and ABC did not bother to cover the speech. They should lose their broadcast licenses, the ones that they get for free. I agree with that. He's been talking about that. It's time. All this stuff's been talked about. It's time to actually put the, you know, the what did Obama say? The boot to the throat.
That's right.
But not the boot to the throat of corporate America. The boot to the throat of the legacy media. They knew what the speech was going to be about. They knew he was releasing evidence on voter integrity and election integrity. They knew he had unclassified documents and evidence of fraud. And they decided to cover it up by not carrying it.
What did you carry, right?
Right.
The Golden Girls?
Right.
What was on that was more important than the President of the United States of America? Right. Shame on you.
Here's President Trump.
So that's why nobody watches that garbage anymore. Exactly. That's why cable news dominates. Well,
that's why BEN dominates.
Yeah.
That's why people tuned into News Radio 930 to at 9 o'clock to listen to it live, because BEN brings you the news, right? They're a news station. ABC can't say that anymore. NBC can't say that anymore. They're propaganda only. But here's President Trump talking about it last night.
In a rare move, NBC and ABC Fake News have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets.
Take it away.
Yeah.
You're right.
They pay nothing.
Guess what? They are not going to be honest.
And I'll tell you why a lot of them survive is because government agencies are the ones running the commercials on these garbage.
Well, that and Pfizer.
Yeah,
safe and secure.
Safe and
whatever, secure. Whatever is called. Safe and whatever. Anyway, let's go back to the phones.
I think it was safe and secure.
Was it? Was it? I don't know.
I remember it.
803-0930.
COVID days. The good old COVID.
Safe and effective.
Safe and effective.
Safe and effective.
There you go.
No, safe and secure is the election.
Yeah,
safe and effective. Was the
safe
question.
And effective.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, all right. 803-0930.
Not finding out now. Wasn't so right.
Right. Exactly.
Sorry about that myocarditis.
Not so safe. Not so safe.
Heart not beating like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Whoops. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, where's the accountability? I love the fact that we're uncovering this stuff, but whether it's election fraud, whether it's ABC, NBC,
we just move right on. We roll right on. Nothing seems to change.
Jack Smith, not only did he lie to Congress, but he actually looked at their text messages and private communications.
Yeah.
All we're going to do is tweet about it, Republicans?
Yeah, right.
The best you got is a strongly worded tweet? That's it. It's maddening. It's maddening. Yep. Honest to God.
I'm going
to
draw this line in the sand.
Right.
And then I'm going to move it.
I'm going to send you the strongly worded letter. Take that.
Ever my buddy Dave. This is years ago.
Yeah. They sat me in a chair and questioned me.
Yeah. We were talking about fraternities. Gosh, we were probably in our 20s. They're talking about the hazing of Glenn's fraternity, and then my buddy Dave, who was in like a really business,
he was
like
a business fraternity, goes,
very proper attorney, goes, yep. They sat me down and questioned me, and he was serious about it. You're like, what? He goes, I think I was blindfolded and asked to walk over a glass burning field.
Yeah. It was definitely more than questioning.
They questioned me. I'll never forget.
They sat me in a chair and questioned
me. He laughed for like 5 hours. Like, no questioning.
Hilarious. Good guy. All right, 803-930-930. We'll go to Randy and Randolph, who is member of Project Civica. I'm going to give us some information on some other election integrity stuff. So, hi, Randy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the whole issue of the election integrity and some of the things President Trump said last night. As you mentioned, I'm a member of Project Civica, also Unite for Freedom, which is a national group for 35 states. And we've seen the same issues in all 35 states that we've worked in. And I would imagine if we got into all 50 states, we'd probably see the same thing in the rest. And it's, you know, President Trump laid out a lot of the evidence. I believe there'll be more coming. He's talking about declassifying more and more documents as the next few weeks goes by. And, you know, we've been kind of vindicated. A lot of this stuff has been verified. When we first started talking about it, people were like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You're election denier, tinfoil hat. We've heard everything. And we've been screaming it from the rooftops for like 5 years or whatever. And it's good to see the truth finally coming out. I always say the truth always wins, because you know what? They can't prove their lies, but we can prove the truth, and we did.
Well, the only concern, though, is the truth has been out for a while. You're talking about Project Civica. That information's been out for years. And the problem is it just doesn't go anywhere. Right. It's like, how in the world are the lazy Republican Party, you know, outside of a few players, how are they not attacking this? Yep. How was this not day one voter ID? Let's get together. Let's get this done. 80% of the country, forget about Republicans. The Democrats agree with it. Not the politicians.
Everybody.
Everybody agrees with this. This should have been something that was done 2 years ago. You know, January 1st. Okay, we're going to start the secure borders. It's like it just never goes anywhere. It's so frustrating.
Well, I think it's finally coming. And it's frustrating for people like ourselves who have spent literally thousands of hours on this.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like banging your head on the wall. Sometimes you almost want to give up. But, you know, I had Assemblyman Dave DiPietro on our podcast. I do a podcast with one of our leads from Michigan, my friend Kimberly Watson and I. And we had Dave on last week, and we were asking him that. Why has it been so difficult to get any movement on this? And I will say, Dave is, he signed our resolution. He stepped up. Oh. He stands up for us all the time. But
he's one of a tiny few. For sure. And yeah. That's it. Well, you just nailed it right there. Yep. David is one of the tiny, tiny few. Yep. Yes, that's exactly right. Yep. Yeah. I always say every time I see David, I'm like,
how do you do it?
I love you, man. I just don't know how you go there sober. How do you show up in Albany and deal with these people? Because he does. And like, it's just so frustrating. And he'll fight and fight and fight. And he's one of the few. If we had a party of Davids, we wouldn't have any of these issues. Stuff would be fixed.
Yep.
Thanks, Randy.
It's frustrating because he's swimming upstream. But, you know, there's so many things have been tried and words been put out. And just like last night when they wouldn't cover it with ABC and NBC, that's why we can't get this out, because it's been suppressed. However,
But that's in the public good, though. As he said, take their broadcast licenses away. Like, you get the airwaves for free because you're supposed to be promoting. But look, when Reagan went on the news and everybody carried it. Sure. Everybody.
Obama carried it. Obama was on.
And rightfully so, right? It's the president of the United States is speaking, right? I'm not talking press conference. He's giving a speech on something important, like election integrity.
Yep.
Every news station should carry it. If they're not going to carry it, they should lose their license unless they're private. Like, CNN doesn't have to carry it. Fox doesn't have to carry it. ABC, NBC, CBS, all the broadcasters getting their airwaves for free need to carry it. They're not going to. Yoink. Bye-bye.
Yep.
But there is no yoink.
Yep.
It's like, we're going to take it away, and then they don't.
Yep.
There's no it's like criminals. No consequences, right? We're going to continue to have carjackings unless we arrest and put in jail carjackers.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to continue to have unfair elections. We're going to continue to have ABC, NBC being propaganda until we change it. Right.
Well, so, anyway. I think what may be coming to change things, and I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say for sure, but our ear is pretty close to the ground, and we feel like what may have to happen. I mean, we can't even get the SAVE Act passed. We can't get things through the courts. We've put so many things in court. We're fighting things in court right now, and it's just like pulling teeth. Nobody wants to move. The legislatures don't want to move. The courts don't want to move. The press doesn't want to move. Nobody wants to touch it. And so I believe it's, you know, our legislative branch is really doing nothing. The courts are doing nothing or worse. That leaves us with the executive branch, which is, of course, headed up by President Trump. And as many of the problems that we've had in the last few years, it falls on his shoulders, I believe, to get anything done. I mean, if they could pass the SAVE Act, that would be great. I don't really think it's going to happen. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. And he may end up having to declare an emergency order, which he has talked about, and he has the constitutional authority to do. He laid it out very clearly last night that we have foreign interference in the election, and our elections were put into the national infrastructure in 2017. That's an attack on the United States, and a lot of people don't see it or recognize it, but it's just as serious of an attack as if you had an invading army, well, we had that, or a nuclear bomb. It's an attack. Yep. But it's even worse in some ways because so many people don't see it and don't realize that we're being attacked, and we are.
Oh, that's right. So, well, I hope you're right.
Under Article 2, as the Commander-in-Chief, he not only has the authority, but he has the responsibility to act. And also, when you have complete disobedience to the law, he's the Chief Executive Officer, Chief Executive Law Enforcement Officer in the land. And we have complete disobedience to the law. State boards of elections, boards of election all over, are not in compliance with federal law. And they aren't even attempting to correct the problems. And so I think Trump laid out the case last night to make it clear for any doubting Thomases that may be left, which I don't know how there could be, but there are. The evidence is there. It's documented. It's on paper. It's proven. It's a fact. The fraud is real. And it needs to be addressed or we're going to lose the country.
Yep.
100%. Far left communists were winning primaries all over this country. We're going to have Mondanis running all over the country if we don't straighten out this problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
we have got to get a handle on this. Yep. And it may come down to Trump declaring an emergency order. And
well, he's got to do something.
I think he laid it out last night, and he's sort of like, okay, he talked to, I believe, all 50 governors in the last few days that more or less tell them, get your house in order.
Yeah, because states like New York, to your point, are going to collapse. I mean, how do you, just can't survive.
Kathy's not getting anything in order here.
You can't survive with budgets up 20-30% and the people paying the bills leaving. It's just never going to work, right? And then doubling and tripling down. Oh, and then saying, hey, look, we're going to control rents and everything else that we know is going to be miserable failures from the left. That's always been a failure. So can't wait to see how that all shakes itself out. Yep. New York City will turn into Detroit real quick, by the way.
Detroit's way better than New York City. I got to be honest with you.
That's a real insult.
Detroit is way better shape than New York City. Randy, thank you so much for your call. We're coming up against the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a very short break here very soon. I want to play this clip from President Trump really quick. Actually, CNN, excuse me, really quick. This is going through some of the data when they did their polls. Pretty amazing.
Voter ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it. 82% of Latino. 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this.
Voter ID
is not controversial in this country.
Nope.
A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country.
Nope.
It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with
Nicki
Minaj.
It is to the Democrat Party.
85, 82, and 76% among ethnic groups, white, Latino, and black. I mean, there is no other issue in this country at all where we have such consensus.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you want to talk about the American people all on the bipartisan support for something. This is it.
Politically,
Republicans won't pass.
Politically, if you're swinging something by 10%, that's a landslide. 80-20?
If it was 60-40, it'd be huge. Yeah. It's 80-20.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, we got to take a break. 803-0930-930. Kevin, you're up on deck next. We'll be right back on the other side of the break here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome back. Final segment here. Financial Guys in for Joe Beamer. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, market's been volatile. If you need us, use us as a resource. If you think like us, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. Whether it's financial planning or wealth management or insurance, Medicare, estate planning, retirement planning, we handle it all. Social security experts and many more. Certified financial planners, certified estate planners, certified social security claiming strategists, and there's too many to name. Just go to our website. You'll see the whole team there, thefinancialguys.com.
You mentioned a few things. One is Social Security. We have best-selling authors, Russ Geiser, Mike Hayflick, in our office. And their book is all about maximizing and optimizing Social Security. The book's called Beyond Break Even. You can actually go to our website and download a free copy of that.
I always talk to people like, oh, I already ran the break even. I'm like, God.
Yeah, no, this is the
title of the book. It's Beyond Break Even because it talks about once you incorporate the tax consequences or benefits, it's not just about break even anymore, right?
What was that movie with Ben Stiller where he picks up the hitchhiker who was a murderer and he goes, you know what I'm working on? You know that 10-minute abs? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm working on a 9-minute ab video.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Perfect.
So this one is the 9-minute version of Beyond Break Even. But right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to put that on the thing. I'll find that on the queue. But anyways, shiny ball. Bring it back. Social Security experts, you know, look at you're 62, 61. They took your money. Now you got to try to optimize it. Make sure you're, you know, at least sitting down with a certified expert. Same thing with Medicare. You know, you're turning 65. We've got independent AHIP certified Medicare reps that can help. And of course, when it comes to financial planning, we've got chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners, and registered investment advisors. 833-FIN, guys.
All right, 803-0930-930, the free call us at 1-800-616-9236. Let's go to Kevin in Pendleton. How you doing, Kevin? You wanted to mention revoking of their licenses. I'm all for it.
Hey, you know what? My two favorite pale faces, as the Apaches and other Native Americans would call good guys like you. Okay, my two favorite pale faces.
Kevin, you're not out stealing any Nick's garbage cans today, are you?
Yeah, you go. Oh boy, what a piece of
wood.
You
can steal the can, just take the garbage with you. That's
sort of an inside joke. We saw Kevin last night. We were talking about that.
Just taking the can and the garbage, it wouldn't have been an issue. It's the fact that she dumped the garbage before taking the can. That was the problem, right? Anyway.
Well, yeah. God works in mysterious ways so that he can show people the light. Here you go.
She did lose her $250,000 job making sure that they hired the right people based on the color of their skin.
Yeah, there you go.
And their sexuality. You got it. Those two.
Hey, I have a joke. I tell people, I always say from now on, this is what I'm going to say. It's because I'm black, right? And I'm going to do that from now on. Anyway, hey, look, guys. Pull their license. You know why? He's damned if he don't, and he's still damned if he doesn't. Let me quickly explain. First, begin with, if he pulls it, democracy is at stake, you know, and look at that. You know, he's pulling licenses, right? And then if he doesn't, they're going to get away with it because something like this, by they not covering it, they're going to make it look like something, just regular right-wing conspiracy nonsense or Trump. You know what I'm saying? So you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Damn it for all. Do it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what, guys? You see Project Civica, man? That's the only organization I really get involved in because guess what? Whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, pro-whatever, right, Second Amendment, if we don't restore, I hate using the word fix because it's fixed already. If we don't restore, repair, enhance our electoral system, none of this. It's all mute. And that's why Project Civica, that's the last hill I will, you know, be on as far as doing anything is concerned, right? Yeah. And we can't pass the SAFE Act, then it just goes to show. Because let's face it, even Pharaoh Obama himself stated that, well, Republicans have messed with it too, but not as much as the other guys, okay? And
that's
I've been
for
in the
sure.
Belly of the beast. And
the Republicans must have messed with it because there's no other reason I can possibly think of why the Republicans won't pass the SAVE Act, right?
Yeah.
Why will John Thune not pass the SAVE Act? Because he must be cheating in his own district. He must be.
But of course.
He must be cheating in his state, right?
To your point, though, Kevin, the dumps do seem to come in more so to the left.
Oh, yeah. No, they're cheating more. Get me wrong. The fact that
somebody's got to be better at it.
80% of Americans want it. None of the political class does.
Yeah.
Neither party.
Exactly.
That tells you
I don't have the political will to do it. They've got the power.
This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue anymore. This SAVE Act, this voter ID, this voter integrity, this is an American people against the elite establishment that doesn't want to give up power.
The Mitch McConnells.
Accountability,
that's right.
and transparency. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Blakeman, my good Project Civica guys, dunks it, even reached out to them. And I'll say it straight out, Greg Soika, one of the best strategists on the ground out there in Lancaster, even Greg, they're like, yeah, whatever. You know what? No wonder we can't have nice things. No wonder nothing good is going to happen out here. But I tell you, man, hey, you know, New York, I'll just do what I could do, man, and let's keep the faith. Maybe it needs to all burn to the ground, and the phoenix will rise and we start afresh.
If they just did some of the things they talk about, like, again, President Trump's been talking about stripping them of their licenses for the last 2 years.
Do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, you're on your way out. What do you care?
Right, seriously, though.
Right.
Let
them pay for it, just like CNN and Fox. Let them pay for it.
Say, oh, my God, that's a threat to democracy. Look it, you got CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. You got BEN, you know, all kinds of talk radio. You've got newspapers. Look, you've got all kinds internet, right? Yeah. You got all kinds of places to get news.
Most people are moving that way anyways, right? They're moving that way anyways.
Because exactly. ABC's not carrying stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, CNN, the Clinton News Network.
Yeah. CNN is only alive because of the airports.
Right?
Exactly. The only way they get ratings is because they're left on
that was a
in
good
the
deal.
Philadelphia airport.
That was a great – whoever negotiated that deal,
yes.
you single-handedly saved CNN. Like,
here's how it got negotiated. What do you need for your barbecue? How much?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Right, take care, bud. God bless. Cheers. Right. Bye.
803, yeah, we saw Kevin last night at the our client appreciation event. Again, big shout out to Riverworks. Can't thank them enough for moving our event from outside to inside to avoid the air quality disaster that is Net Zero Canada caused by. So thank you again.
I think rolling back in great tomorrow, idea. They're saying maybe.
I'm sure it's back. It's not like they're not going to put the fires out, Mike. I mean, that would be crazy.
Well, I don't know if they can at this
point.
Well,
probably not.
Yeah. They're not allowed to fly the airplanes.
Yeah, that's true. That's global
warming. That could really hurt the environment.
Anyway, so. But shout out again to Riverworks. Thank you.
And my understanding is some of the fire trucks up there are diesel.
Can't get them there. Yeah, for sure.
No water like California.
Well, yeah.
That was the best.
They had
reservoirs in case there was fires, which they drain.
It seems again, you look at the evidence, like, was the Palisades fire intentional? Now, I know that they've got an arsonist that did it.
Yeah.
Who was he paid by? Like, sure. Which NGO paid him?
Right.
Which non-for-profit was funded by another non-for-profit that funded another environmentalist group that paid him?
Yeah.
You know?
Even if it's just the incompetence of having the water reserves empty.
Well, I'm talking in coordination here. Like, oh, let's take this mentally ill person.
Yeah.
Let's give him a box of matches. Let's sit them up on the hillside. Let's make sure the thing is drained. Let's make sure that she's out of town. Yeah.
Make sure we get him going online. Yeah. Right? Don't forget that piece. Hey, in the chat box,
right?
You go light them up.
Get them all fired up. Yeah, go light up Texas or California, whatever. It's crazy. Yeah. So anyway, on a different note real quick, again, if you want to join us, 803-0930-930. We got about 10 minutes left in today's show. I just caught this. I was just kind of thumbing through during the break there, and this is reported by WBEN. The Buffalo PBA says police cars may soon be ticketed for illegal parking. Apparently, the parking police clowns are out in the city putting notices on police cars, marked police cars. Saying,
get out of here.
No, it's what it says. You're parked illegally and you're going to get a ticket. Don't you want them close to the crime scene? Like, I mean, are you ready? Yeah. Do we want the police I got to look for a legal spot first and pay the meter before I go address this crime?
I would love to stop that assault, but I just can't find a spot to park.
It is so obvious that liberals hate police.
They are incompetent, though. These liberals are just...
It's incredible.
The mental illness. It's insane. Whenever you think, can they get any worse? I mean, we were talking during the break, maybe even earlier in the show, but I mean, one of the biggest problems, we've said this forever, is white liberal women in this country, right? These are the same people saying, we're supporting Iran. If you sing... As in women,
yeah, they kill
a woman. They're gonna kill you.
Yeah.
If your face accidentally gets exposed in Iran, they're going to lash you.
Right.
Anybody that would say, as a woman,
right,
I'm going to support this, right?
Well, even better is gays for Palestine.
Gays.
I mean, that's
you're the, you go off the roof.
Yep.
They're not talking you through.
Right, there's no
tolerance.
They're
not putting
there.
You into counseling.
There's no DEI.
No.
No DEI.
They're sending you off a 5-story building. Right. I mean,
Head first.
And these are the same people, by the way, that are elected that are now giving, you know, the police. They're going to give out police.
So
who gets the ticket, by the way?
Now they're
going to itself?
Yeah, I guess.
The city itself?
Yeah, I guess. So this is reported by Tom Puckett. The Buffalo PBA president, John Davidson, says his officers have received warning notices about marked police patrol vehicles being parked illegally.
That is great.
We've had multiple members come into our office and hand us these notices, says Davidson. Their notice of enforcement saying that you'll be ticketed even if you are a public agency vehicle.
Oh, my God.
So our marked units are receiving these warning tickets saying that in the future they'll receive a ticket for parking, whether they be in a crosswalk or a sidewalk or just in an authorized parking location. For him, this is a first. And he adds, this is problematic. In reality, the reality is, if you're a police officer, you should be able to park whether you're off duty, on duty, where the problem is, right?
Yes.
Where the crime is in progress.
Oh, my.
That is insane.
That is insane. That's a Babylon Bee or a Saturday Night Live. If it was a Saturday Night Live, you'd be like, oh, that's a funny one. You know, imagine if anybody could be that stupid.
Yeah.
Yep. Hold my beer. City of Buffalo.
Sean Ryan and his parking goon squad.
I'd love for a Sean to call in and defend that. Like, how do you defend that?
No.
How do you say, this is what we were thinking? Although these same people, they defend cashless bail, letting these criminals out time and time and time again. Cashless bail, unreal. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236 if you want to hop on here. We got a few minutes left before, I think.
So let me just walk me through this now. So the parking enforcement goon is going to give a police officer squad car a ticket. The police officer, who pays the ticket?
Right.
Is the police force pay the ticket? The police force is funded by the city.
Does the police
So the city collects the revenue.
Right.
And then I guess they take the revenue from the police, and then they give the revenue back to the police and then pay the ticket.
Yeah, that might be Sean's
plan. One pocket to the other.
Plan.
Yeah.
That's job creation. There.
What a clown show.
That's what we call job creation.
I mean, between the Pasquale Mbubinga, whatever his name is, resigning for sexual harassment, between the, you know, Sean Ryan, no Chick-fil-A in the airport, now mayor, between the ticketing police officers, by the way, there's a $2,500 bounty on the promoter, no bounty on the shooter.
right.
You caught the
nobody has mentioned the shooter once. No.
You caught the flag guy, yet the shooters go free.
Yes.
It's insane. I mean, flag guy
going to jail, guy who organized party, wanted, most wanted list.
Right.
Posters everywhere.
Right.
Shooter.
Well, no word. No,
whatever.
Nothing. Not even a request.
Whatever.
$2,500 bounty for the promoter, zero reward for the shooter.
Zero.
But I mean, it is.
It's insane.
A clown show. It's a clown
insane.
Show. I mean, it's a dumpster fire now.
It is mental illness at a whole new level.
Unreal.
Like you just can't. You can't make it up. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's insane.
We should. I thought about this for a while. What we should do is we should come up with our own like cable. Like Saturday Night Live, but just Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just Western New York.
It could be a local show.
Like, you know, every Saturday, you know, we'll take the summers off. A Saturday Night Live, Buffalo Live, you know. We'll have a police officer driving around looking for a spot as you know, folks are getting assaulted.
It's funny.
There's a shooting in progress on Genesee and Pine Ridge. Sorry, we can't find a spot to park, so we'll have to come back later.
Right. It's just unreal.
Yeah.
It's just you can't make this stuff
no,
up.
No, you can't.
Anyway, 803-0930-930. We were talking about President Trump's speech last night. He laid out the documents are all on whitehouse.gov, by the way. They are there. He also reminded everybody that there is a you know, some of the good things, you know, he started the speech with some of the good things that he's done, right? A few of those good things, one of the big things is Trump accounts, right? So if you go to I think it's what is it? I got it saved here. Hold on. It's it's trumpaccounts.gov. And a lot of folks in our office have had babies lately, including
Ron Pierce.
Ron Pierce, right? Yeah. So, you know, each child born between 2025 and 2028 is an automatic automatic $1,000. So it's, they've already, President Trump and his wealthy buddies, all these evil wealthy people, they raised the money.
And,
they put it in the Treasury Department. Treasury Department matched it. And there's a huge pool of money for every child born. You can go and claim.
Michael Dell.
Michael Dell. Huge donation from Michael Dell. Big donation.
So cool thing about that is, you could say, well, I don't want the government involved. Well, it's not.
Right.
It's privately funded, right? So I'm all for saying, look, because I think Hillary proposed, you know, giving kids money. Like, okay, well.
No, but it goes to an account. It's a secure. So the Trump accounts, there's an app right online. You can download the app. It goes in. It's tax deferred. You can add to it, right? So every child born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st of 2028, the account is fully in your child's name. You're the sole custodian, not the government. It can grow on its own, or you can add up to $5,000 per year to maximize the growth. Somebody went online and did the math, and they showed that if you just took the $500 or the $1,000, how much it would compound and what it would be worth.
If it was
60.
Like in the S&P 500?
It's substantial.
Makes me really sick when you see, like, President George Bush II proposed putting some of our Social Security money in it. And if we just had listened to him, the pool would be worth four times the amount as it is today.
Right.
So pretty crazy.
So thanks, this is all from the website here. Thanks to the power of time, their balance will continue to grow regardless of whether you continue contributing or not. If you'd like, you could add the $5,000 for each child. So when you've claimed $1,000, at age 27, it's $15,000 with zero contributions. It's $51,000 at age 27 if you just put in $250 a year.
Yeah.
That's $20 a month.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah. If you put in the $5,000 per year, at age 27 for that child, it's $742,000. That is very, very compelling. I mean,
well,
but just $1,000 alone.
It is funny how we talk about how fast time goes by, and you know, our life measured. You know, for those of you who are have not been new, or are, I guess are new to WBEN, we're on every Saturday 1 to 3. So for a long time, now we have a lot of folks in our office that help us film, but our life was like. Every Saturday. It's like, whoa, another Saturday. I said that last night. We were at our client event. We do an annual client event, big party. We had 1,400 people down at Riverworks. It's like, wow, that felt like just a minute ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But my point to that was when you look at the power of compounding money, and I remember you and I in our early 20s starting our firm and talking to my buddies about putting away money, and some of them listened, and now we're doing reviews, and I'm like, how much is that?
Yep.
Wow, like crazy. It really did. Exactly what we said it would
do.
Now, was it a fun ride all the time? No. Markets went up and down, and you know, 30% corrections, 50% corrections. But at the end of the day, you know, history repeated itself. Corporate earnings went up. We came up with all kinds of cool stuff.
That's right.
And those people are now in a position 30 years later, hard to believe, 25, 30 years later, in a position to be able to retire because they put money away every single month. They had it diversified, had it in the right buckets, and now they're successful. So 100%. Really cool.
Go claim your Trump account if you've got a child that was born in the last year or so and over the next couple of years as well. So if you need our help, call us, use us as a resource. Call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com. That's going to do it for us, folks. Dominic Cortese up next in for Tom Bowerly. You've been listening to The Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas will be right back here again, 1 to 3 in our normal time slot tomorrow, Saturday, like we are every Saturday, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Have a great weekend.